on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
What's going on now?
Making a list, we're checking it twice. We're gonna find out who's hot and who's ice. It's the biggest show that's coming to town.
And this is a big week for the big show. Let's get right to it. We have 9 candidates. Run through the list, and then we'll vote at the end of the segment on which is the biggest coming to town this week. Candidate number 1 tonight at the Nokia Theater in Grand Prairie, David Gray. Is familiar with him?
Not real.
No.
This is his big song. I love this song.
This is a good song.
I think this guy's got something. No, that's not him.
Friday night, I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing, green to red. Turning over TV stations, situations running through my head.
Now, he hasn't had a huge hit since this song. This is Babylon, came out in 2000, made it to number 5 on the charts.
Mm-hmm.
He had one song called The One I Love that made it to number 8 back in 2005. And that's about it. But he's touring again, and he's at Nokia tonight. Candidate number 1, David Gray. All right, candidate number 2. Also tonight at the Bass Performance Hall in Fort Worth, Yo Ma Ma.
Yo Yo Ma?
Yes, Yo Yo Ma.
Cellist?
Cellist.
Mm-hmm. I always wanted to play the cello.
Really?
When I started an orchestra and I started playing violin, I used to look at the cello section and go, that's what I ought to be playing over there.
How about when the hot chicks would play a cello?
Yeah, that too. I just love the sound of a cello.
That?
It's a beautiful instrument.
Well, if there's ever a big event, this guy's playing at the Olympics, an inauguration, something like that.
Yeah.
They get this guy.
Is he the only superstar cellist?
I think so.
When did he take on his rap name? Is this after he got famous?
Yeah, well, he had that album in the late 80s.
Yeah.
Then he adopted the name then.
Yeah, it says here he was...
After Run DMC, that's when he came out.
It says Yo-Yo Ma. Born Marshall Smith.
He was not.
I listen to that. I love the tone of the cello.
Is that the only, it seems like it's just violin and cello are the only ones that'll do solo stuff, right?
You don't hear too many bass solos.
Many bass solos. And
like a bullfrog over there.
So a cello is just a big violin?
Really big.
Yeah.
Well, now they're also the viola, like which is in between those.
Yeah. It's violin, viola, then cello, then bass.
It says here... Under occupations for Yo-Yo Ma, cellist, composer, and pedagogue.
The hell is that?
I don't want this guy around our kids.
Teacher. He's a teacher.
He's registered.
Keep him out of the... Oh, he is. Well, still, keep an eye on him.
It's the study of being a teacher.
Uh-huh.
The study of being studied.
Pedagogy is, or gaji, or...
As a child, he performed at age 5 for Presidents Kennedy and Eisenhower.
Wow. Meh.
That's greatness, man.
Get out of here, meh guy.
Meh guy.
Why?
Because he's really annoying.
But he can dismiss the whole world.
He can't dismiss
that makes him better than
Ma
everyone.
When you listen to that and just meh. I can do that.
Meh. I can do that if I wanted to, but who wants to? It's gay.
Listen to that. That's unbelievable.
All right, candidate number 3, biggest show coming to town this week. Tomorrow night, Wednesday, at the Fort Worth Convention Center, Muse. We saw them open for U2 at the Death Star back in October. And you know what? I thought they were great.
See, I missed them.
I liked them a lot. Oh, you missed them?
Yeah, I didn't get to see them. By the time we got there, U2 was about to go on by the time we got there.
I like these guys.
Yeah, what I've heard of them, I like. I just heard a whole lot. I've heard this song.
Yeah, this is their current big hit, Uprising.
Yeah.
Uprising by Muse.
They're playing at the Fort Worth Convention Center Arena?
Yeah.
Oh.
How about that?
That's a great venue, I think, for a concert, because it's not too big.
U2's played there. Led Zeppelin's played there.
Meh. Iron Maiden's played there.
Meh.
Elvis?
Meh.
Da-da-da-da-da. Hey!
Okay.
All right, so that's Muse.
They stole their name from us.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, dear. Are you okay, George?
I'm fine.
George just had
a
problem.
That was the music. That wasn't me.
He got up and squatted over the microphone.
No, that was you that hiked your leg up, and I'm not really sure why you did that.
All right, then, candidate number four, biggest show coming to town this week. This is also Wednesday night at the Palladium Ballroom, Ray Davies.
Now, there is some greatness.
You got that right.
Who's the other Davies? Wasn't there another one?
Yeah, Dave Davies.
I think
it was Dave Davies.
I love Ray Davies.
Gen X Davies.
I think the Kinks are one of the most underrated bands of all time.
Love them.
Oh my.
Love them, love them.
This song kind of throws me a little bit.
Yeah, this is a great song.
Man.
Ooh, hey. Turn up just a little bit.
And
Ray and Day Davies, they founded this band in 1964.
Wow.
That's how long they've been around.
This is just Ray's solo here this week.
Is Dave still alive?
I think so.
What was their biggest hit?
You Really Got Me?
It's got to be, right? That song came out in 1964, You Really Got Me.
And then Van Halen made it a hit, too.
Come Dancing. Van Halen wrote it.
Come Dancing was a big hit.
Do what while dancing?
Excuse me?
That was, what, 83, maybe? 84?
All right, we got to stay with the song until they get to the lead. It's a great scream, and the lead is so
wild-ass. Well, why is this? Why are we listening to it through a Campbell soup pan?
I think it's from an old TV show.
Okay.
I'm just doing it on the fly here, Gordon.
On the what?
On the fly.
Okay, after the next verse, we get to...
Now, it says on his website, this is just an acoustical two-piece show he is doing, him and a guitar player.
Some of his stuff.
He's
got
cool.
Some solo stuff, too.
I think that'd be great. Ray Davies doing an acoustical set?
When is this?
Wednesday night. I think I might be in on this. I'll report back to you on Thursday.
All right.
Yep, do that.
On why I didn't go, but...
Do that.
All right. Here we go. Oh, this is a TV. You can't even hear it. It's a horrible mix. You can't even hear the lead guitar.
Hey, you promised me great things, Giorgio. I was disappointed.
Meh.
Ooh,
glad we waited it out.
Multiple meh guy.
Remember, we played this before and died laughing at how wild ass it is.
We don't have access to that version as quickly anymore.
Hmm. Okay.
Let's all support Ray Davies.
Yep.
So he is how old now? Let's see.
116.
116 years old.
Is he 70?
He was born in 1944.
Yes, 65.
Wow.
What was D-Day? June what?
6th?
1944?
Mm-hmm.
Is that his birthday?
He was born June 21st, 1944, in London. Interesting. There you go.
All
the
right.
Kinks, dead at the age of...
No, they're not dead. Ray Davies.
Candidate 5. Biggest show coming to town this week, Friday night at the American Airlines Center, the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, for the entire power of the
They need to change the name. Just because the Black Eyed Peas does not mean that we need to name a band after
I love
it.
The Black Eyed Peas. Oh. I know it's cool to hate them, and everybody on this crew apparently does.
Yeah. I don't know if it's cool,
too. Bad.
It's just
why are they such a kick to your shorts?
This song's a pretty good one. It's just...
I'm a beast.
I think it's that Will I Am that comes out and screams all the time. They just. They've got
Everybody
some.
Everybody have a happy football!
I think it's the music that throws me personally.
Yeah, and some of their songs just beat the.
Like this.
Now, see, this song is so overplayed in commercials. I don't like this song because it's been so overplayed, but.
I don't mind this song so much.
Some of their other stuff I think is really catchy. I think they've got a unique sound. I think Fergie's incredible.
She's
I love her.
She's great.
I think she's A, hot, and B, got a sensational voice.
They just need to focus on her more.
Get retarded.
Get what?
This song throws me.
Isn't that a little non-PC?
I would think so.
Has Sarah Palin protested them?
I don't know.
Do you have Meet Me Halfway? I like that song. That's one of their new
Meet
hits.
Meet me halfway across the sky. That's not it? I didn't realize Ray Davies was involved with Chrissy Hine. Remember that?
I didn't know that either.
She had a baby by him.
Really?
Oh, yeah, as a matter of fact, she's what broke up his second marriage. So here's Chrissy Hine with a Black Eyed Peas song.
That's the great Fergie.
Go ahead, bring in Will.
I spend my time just thinking about you. Every single day, because I'm really missing you. And all those
You know who Chrissy Hine, her band,
hey girl, what's up? Used to be just me and you.
Who is,
there's the devil singing.
Who is Jim Kerr of Simple Minds married to? Is that Chrissy Hine also?
She gets around.
I think it was.
Well, get ready for a power surge when this show plays at the American Airlines Center.
Yes, he was married to Chrissy Hine. Very good. In 1984, and they divorced in 1990.
Well, she's made the rounds.
Yeah, and I want to say she was involved with Davies during that time.
Oops. Oh, no.
That's a tough one, pal.
All right, Candidate 6, biggest show coming to town this week. Friday night at the Glass Cactus and Grapevine. Dockin and Skid Row.
There you go. Hey, is our buddy still in Skid Row?
Johnny Solinger?
Johnny Solinger.
Well, I have no idea.
Find out.
Love me some Dockin, though.
Good Lord.
Oh, so greatness.
Yeah, Johnny Solinger apparently is still in.
Good. Tickets Skid Row.
Lead singer?
Yeah.
Skid Row is tickets on. It's too depressing.
What is about? This is greatness.
Let's play 18 in Life.
I was much more into Dockin than Skid Row. Yeah,
so? So much mention of fire and stuff.
This sounds like Spinal Tap.
No, not even. They also had the, they did the soundtrack for Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3, I believe it was.
Of course they did.
It's the main reason I went and saw that movie.
So do we have any Skid Row? You know, their lead singer, Sebastian Bach, he had like a girl face. It's kind of weird. But I'm sitting here reading some controversy about Sebastian Bach. There was this bottle that was thrown at him while they were playing back in, 89. It says that he threw the bottle back and hitting a girl, not the thrower.
Ooh. Yep.
And then he jumped on the crowd to beat the person. And you can see all this in this tour video that was released by the band. But then shortly after that, he was wearing a t-shirt on stage that said,
AIDS kills flags dead.
Except it wasn't flags.
Okay.
He says that the shirt was thrown on stage by a fan and he just put it on without looking at it. But afterwards he had to apologize and everything because he did a concert wearing that shirt.
He's a real jackass. But he's not with us.
No. And so he left and now the tickets own.
Biggest show coming to town this week. Also Saturday night at the Windstar in Thackerville. It's Stone Temple Pilots.
Wow. Is that is that Scott Weiland still in them?
Let me look see.
You guys going to go see STP?
Oh, hey. It's Brian Estridge.
Brian Estridge? Who's that?
What?
Yes, Scott Weiland's still in.
What are you talking about?
It looks like all original members. Are you guys fans?
They're okay.
Yeah. Right. Nah. That guy's had some drug problemos.
Yeah. He's had all kinds of issues.
They just put out an album after a 7-year respite. Stone Temple Pilots is the name of the album. They've got a single that has yet to chart.
Someone up here is a big fan, right? Corby's a big fan of them?
Maybe. He fronted that Velvet Revolver for a while that Slash was in.
Yeah.
Okay, and finally, right. Candidate number 9, our final candidate this week, Travis Tritt at Billy Bob's on Saturday.
I can't hide the way I feel about you
anymore.
That's a great song, anymore.
Mm-hmm. Here's a count arrow. Well,
it's not a bad song either. I think Travis Tritt's underrated.
He has some good songs.
He just has that. He looks like he's got a Braveheart haircut or something.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, here's a quarter. Call someone who cares.
So at that point, that becomes your signature look.
Bad hair.
Or like Donald Trump.
But Michael Bolton got away from his bad hair.
Well, why wouldn't Travis Tritt?
I don't know. Maybe no one's had the guts to tell him. He just doesn't realize. But it looks stupid.
He hasn't had a chart topper since 2000.
Oh, no.
Why don't you not worry about that?
He made so much money, though, in the 90s.
He had a lot of number one hits in the 90s.
Re-released his greatest hits. He's got a ton of money.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. 9 candidates. Is it candidate number 1 tonight at Nokia, David Gray? Candidate 2 tonight at the Bass Hall, Yo-Yo Ma? Candidate 3 Wednesday at the Fort Worth Convention Center, Muse? Candidate 4, Wednesday at the Palladium, Ray Davies. Candidate 5, Friday at the American Airlines Center, Black Eyed Peas. Candidate 6, Friday at the Glass Cactus, Dokken and Skid Row. Candidate 7, Saturday at Nokia, the Beach Boys. Candidate 8, Saturday at Windstar, Stone Temple Pilots.
Yep.
Or Candidate 9, Saturday at Billy Bob's, Travis Tritt. Jock.
It pains me to say it, but the Black Eyed Peas are the biggest act coming to town.
Gordo.
No. Never. I'm voting Travis Tritt.
Rich?
The haircut that will last.
I'll go with the Black Eyed Peas.
Chair?
Everybody have a happy football!
Have a happy football.
Fernando?
Same thing.
Me too. So 5 votes to usually 1, the dissenting Gordo vote. Biggest show coming to town this week, Friday, American Airlines Center, Black Eyed Peas.
Up next, Gordo's Corner.